hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent and Pastor Maurice Johnson, we welcome you once again to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. As a reoccurring community announcement, the Johnson Temple Feeding the Hungry program takes place every second and fourth Wednesday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. In addition to receiving a hot meal, perishable and non-perishable food items are available for individuals in need. The public is invited and volunteers are always welcome. For more information, please call the church at 337-239-3845. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from the Johnson Temple Choir, a solo from evangelist missionary Susan Carey, and the spoken word given by Elder Levi Johnson. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Praise the Lord. Our theme on today. Obedience to God, and obedience to God's command is better than sacrifice of man. I'm going to read that one more time. The obedience to God's command is better than the sacrifice of man. So if you want to try to make a sacrifice on the day, then you come into the right place today, because you sacrificing your praises, because they said when the praises go up, he said when the praise, this time I'd like to give one to my pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson. I give one to the Elder Johnson and Elder Jeffrey Johnson, to Elder Owens, Elder Taylor, and Elder Mosby back there. On fire for the Lord on the day. Sometimes it's all right to have a little fire around you, because you don't never know when you may have to reach over there and catch a little fire. Because they told me that fire is consuming. And if you stay around fire long enough, it'll catch a hold to you, even when the circumstance ain't the way you think it ought to be. It will consume you, and it will put you to be, and it will strengthen you, and it will put you in a place that you won't know that God, knowing God, is the one that got you in that place. I have a scripture from 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 15 and 22. And Samuel said, had the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Obey is better than sacrifice. Yes. Hearken unto the fat rams, and hear the in this outline, Samuel had told Saul, you know, and the Lord had told him that he needed to go into the land, and he wanted, when he go there, he wanted them to destroy. All of them was dead. Say nothing. He told them, don't say nobody there. And the story here says that that the Lord had sent thee on a journey, said, go utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until you consume, till they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice? Remember that voice. Remember, he said, the voice of the Lord. We got to have our ears open so we can identify and hear. If you don't hear the word of God, if you don't hear what the Lord is saying to the church, how can you be obedient? How can you obey? Unless you hear the word of God commanding you. In this parables here, he told them, he said that it was a command for Saul to go do what the Lord said do. And I'm going to say this here. Sometimes we got to think about our living that we have down here. Sometimes we run in situations that put us in a place to be obedient. I know you're saying maybe people, what people may think, and you may look over there and say what that person may think. But what matters in this situation is what God. That what matters is what God thinks. Because God is the one had the control of the kingdom. He's the one that was in control of over Israel. He is, and even today, if you look around, God is in control right now. And all the power and all the stuff, the things that man have on earth. And we need to learn how to obey the voice of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
In the 20th verse, it said, and Saul said unto Samuel, yea, that I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and I have bought Agag, the king of Amalek, and I have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. And then he said, but the people, he blaming his own people. You know how we do, and you know you done did it before, you gonna blame, instead of you saying that you did it wrong, instead of you saying you made a mistake, instead of you acting like you are, you know, you did something wrong, like here he did do something wrong. Because when God command you to do something, you done sinned straight. You sinned straight from the Lord. And you, in this here text, he had was disobedient to the will of God's command. And at this time, he was the king. The first king, Saul, and God wanted the Amalekites destroyed because of the sin, because all of the witchcraft, all the spiritual wickedness, all the hate, all the things that go on, you know, in this world. You know how things go in this world. He wanted to go on, told him, he said, I want you to go and destroy because of the sin. And they didn't want to change their ways because evidently they had a chance to change how they were. Yeah. But God turned it around I'm going to destroy you. Because you being so wicked, and because you doing all this evil in my sight, and then Samuel in that 22nd verse, and Samuel said, hath the Lord as a great delight in burnt offering and sacrificing as obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice.
Yes.
To obey is better than sacrifice. That means that I'm not going to be out trying to do what I want to do to make me look good. That means I'm going to do what the Lord wants me to do, regardless of whether it make me look small or big, because at that point you don't care. When you are a servant of God, you ain't worried about all of this prestige, and you ain't worried about being put on the top of things all the time. But you want to roll your sleeves up sometimes And just let me serve. Just let me serve. Just let me serve. Because we all just servants. As Christians and children of God, we are just servants. And that's what we come into the house of God is to serve. I know we come in that we feel the anointing, we feel the prayer go up, we feel the scriptures, we feel the music, we feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Everything is moving spiritually. Yeah, we come here for all those things. But obedience is better than sacrifice. Because obedience is what makes you be closer to God. Being obedient, sometimes you ain't gonna be the most famous person on the block sometimes. When you being obedient to God, don't think everybody gonna like you. When you're obedient doing what God, like on this in this text, he went from king to no king because of his disobedience. And all he had to do was obey God's command. And today, I'm just going to admonish you to learn to obey. Because we got so many voices out here. We got voices coming from our friends. We got voices coming from the internet. We got voices coming from our telephone. We got voices coming from Facebook. We got voices coming from the TV. We got that news channel that it used to be just the 5 o'clock news. Now you can get news all day long. I'm not trying to say nothing bad about the technology, but I do feel that sometimes we need to turn that TV off. Woo! Sometimes we need to turn that phone off. Sometimes we need to, when you at your house, you need to turn the noise down and give God the praise. Sometimes you got to turn all of them voices down so you can hear the voice. That voice that only come from God. And the only way that you can hear the voice of God command, if you turn all of them other noises off, turn all of that other stuff off, and get a closer walk with him, and he'll come in. We was talking earlier today. They says a person need to study to show thyself approved. So a workman need not be ashamed. Trying to divide in the word of the Lord. You're doing the work of the ministry. You got to be connected to the ministry. And you got to be connected to the voice. You got to be connected. It's something about that voice. It's something about the voice. I was reading last night, and I got happy. All of a sudden, I was in the room by myself. But that voice of the Lord. When I read, it said that voice of the Lord. He said that voice. And that had me stirred up for a minute. Had me want to run around in the house. And then this morning when I got up, I had enough good to walk out in the yard. Because I wanted the Lord to know that I appreciate the peace and quiet that he give me. I appreciate that he allowed me to be able to praise him. I thank him for being able to just have the prayer to pray for just myself, but I have to pray for my brothers. I have to pray for all of my sisters. I have to pray for the community. I have to pray at the midnight hour. You got to pray all during the day long while you at work all day. We need to be praying, and we need to be obedient, walking the way, letting God use you. Sometimes they used to say, by the Old Testament, it said a man's life is your testimony. When I first joined the church of God in Christ, it said that if you walk the way God wants you to walk in public, and if you walk when ain't nobody there, and you're still walking, and when you're going through trial, lost everything, sick in your body, going through trouble after trouble, and you know that it is anointing of God that keeps you. It is God command that you all be set free, and we should be set free, and free from all of them voices, free from all of that gossip, free from all of that lying, free from all of that backbiting. When you obey God, God will free you. And this last outline, I'm going to get ready to close. He said in the word that he rent his clothes, he grabbed it. He said, now you've written your clothes, you've written your robe. But guess what? I'ma take that Israel away from you. That you won't be king no more. Because God said, I'm gonna rent your clothes. And I'm gonna take the kingdom. He took his skirt and then his mantle and rent. He said, as Samuel said unto the Lord, this day, and had given it to his neighbor while he was out there being disobedient. God came in and sent this little old shepherd boy. They called him his neighbor in the Bible. But he said his name was David. Woo! And David wasn't a king yet. But God, he said, I'm anointing him. I'm anointing him. He's going to do great work for me. He said that he has got my own heart. Sometimes you got to have God's heart. Oh, my God. Sometimes we got to put self aside. Sometimes we got to get on our knees at home all by yourself sometimes. Sometimes it feels like you're all alone. But you need to understand that God, he's still right there with you. When your hard times and your trouble that you're going through, he's still right there with you. So you got to learn that voice. At this time, I'm going to relinquish my seat. And praise God.
Not if, not even a maybe. My smiling Savior. Of all your tears.